This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts is preparing for the genesis of a marijuana industry likely to be worth billions of dollars. In Boston, some city council members are trying to make sure certain communities are not frozen out of the marketplace. As WBUR's Steve Brown reports, councilors note that some areas have been left out before.
You know, a rising tide does not lift all boats unless you are intentional about it doing exactly that.
City Councilor Ayanna Pressley called a special meeting to discuss challenges facing entrepreneurs from the minority community who want to take part in the legalized marijuana business. Pressley says she's concerned communities that have borne the brunt of the war on drugs for many years could get shut out of the industry.
We have an opportunity to be deliberative, proactive, and intentional in ensuring that we don't see those disparities. And given the growing wealth gap and income inequality,
the counselors heard from Wanda James, CEO of a cannabis shop in Colorado. She says out of the more than 400 licensed shops in her state, hers is just one of three that have African-American ownership.
So when you start talking about business and we start looking at this as a business, and especially when we look at job creation, business creation, this is an industry that we all must be focused on. Cutting an entire group out of the process is un-American.
James says minority ownership is down in part because Colorado allows people to own as many licenses as they can buy. Other experts spoke to the importance of keeping license fees low so as not to preclude smaller entrepreneurs from getting into the game. Jamie Lewis is the COO of Mayflower Medicinals here in Boston and has a marijuana business in Colorado.
The licensing fees were kept low enough to allow me to get $5,000 together to apply for a license. That was the key piece that resonates most because I didn't have an endless amount of capital. I mean, my daddy's a farmer, so I mean, there was no money rolling in for me. It was the lower level of licensing fees that allowed me access to it.
As the law is currently written, an initial application here in Massachusetts will cost $3,000, but a license for a retail marijuana shop will cost $15,000. Aside from ownership issues, the city councilors were urged to fight legal barriers that could block some people from finding work at a marijuana business. Wanda James said she was forced to fire her own brother because he was convicted of a nonviolent drug crime.
People who are transitioning out of prison systems or out of the legal system, it would be amazing to be able to employ those people and to be able to show them what it is that we do and how we do it and doing it the right way. So any assistance at all in bringing job applications to that particular segment of the population is beyond important.
The city council plans on compiling a full list of recommendations to be presented to state officials as they set out to craft legalized marijuana regulations. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.